All right, we're back with the second hour of the Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm your co-host, Kent Lindquist. My co-host, Dr. Al Korns, is away tonight on a well-deserved break. Now, we're going to continue to play compositions by a jazz icon, Duke Ellington. And these are all compositions written by Duke. They're played by artists other than Duke Ellington. I'm going to open up the second hour with Sea Jam Blues, a Duke Ellington composition. And it's from a very modest titled CD called The Greatest Jazz Concert in the World on the Pablo label, cut in New York in July of 1967, produced by Norman Granz, who produced the Norgran and Clef and Verve Pablo labels all down through the years and recorded many of the great jazz artists. Tip our hat to Norman Granz for all the great recorded work that he did. This is Sea Jam Blues, and in the front section, we've got Johnny Hodges and Benny Carter on alto sax, Coleman Hawkins on tenor sax, backed up by a rhythm section of Oscar Peterson on piano, Sam Jones on bass, and Lewis Hayes on drums. So it's an all-star aggregation for sure. Let's listen to Sea Jam Blues.
Thank you.
Duke Ellington's classic jam tune, Sea Jam Blues. That was recorded in New York Live, July of 1967 on a Pablo label called The Greatest Jazz Concert in the World. And in the front line there, you heard Johnny Hodges and Benny Carter on alto sax and Coleman Hawkins on tenor sax, backed up by a fine rhythm section of Oscar Peterson on piano, Sam Jones on bass, and Louis Hayes on drums. Next, we're going to turn to another Ellington composition that was played by the Ellington Band all down through the years, called Main Stem. And this is a Zoot Sims album. Of course, Zoot Sims on tenor sax from his Pablo album, Hawthorne Nights. And Zoot is backed up by a big band, so he does most of the solo work. But in the ensemble, they have such notables as Richard Kamuk on tenor sax, Jerome Richardson on sax, Frank Rossellino on trombone, and Snooky Young on trumpet. Let's listen to Zoot Sims' interpretation of Main Stem. Thank you. That's tenor sax man Zoot Sims out in front of a big band doing a Duke Ellington composition, Main Stem. Besides Zoot's solo there on tenor, we had Jerome Richardson take a chorus on soprano sax, and had a fine trombone solo by Frank Rossellino, and finally Oscar Bashir took a trumpet solo. That's from called Main Stem from a Pabbo album called Hawthorne Nights. Well, now we're going to turn to another classic Ellington composition played by an artist other than Ellington, which is our theme of our show tonight. And this is Bud Freeman from his album, The Bud Freeman All-Stars, featuring Shorty Baker on a Prestige Swingville label. Besides Freeman on tenor sax, we've got Shorty Baker on trumpet, Claude Hopkins on piano, George DeVivier on bass, J.C. Hurd on drums, and this is I Let a Song Go Out of My Heart.
Thank you.
not. It was Bud Freeman during tenor sax, ably assisted by Harold Shorty Baker on trumpet, Claude Hopkins on piano, George DeVivier on bass, J.C. Hurd on drums. That was from a Prestige Swingville album called Bud Freeman All-Stars featuring Shorty Baker, cut in May of 1960. I'm going to turn now to trumpet man Clark Terry, who spent about 10 years in the Duke Ellington band, and he's going to play Duke's composition Mood Indigo, which is a monster hit for the Duke. It's accompanied by some Ellingtonites who were playing in the Ellington band at the time that this record was cut. Brett Woodman on trombone, Johnny Hodges on alto sax, Paul Gonzalez on tenor sax, Tyree Glenn on vibes, Jimmy Woody on bass, Sam Woodward on drums. They were all in the Ellington band at that time. And this is Clark Terry's album on a Riverside label called Duke with a Difference. Thank you. That was Duke Ellington's classic composition, Mood Indigo, played by Clark Terry there on trumpet, leading up an all-star aggregation of all members of the Duke Ellington ensemble at that particular time. That was cut in September of 1957 in New York City on a Riverside album called Duke with a Difference. Clark Terry with Johnny Hodges and Paul Gonzalez. Of course, you heard Johnny Hodges there on alto sax, and Paul Gonzalez on tenor sax, and a fine solo there by trombonist Brett Woodwind. Next, we're going to turn to another ballad written by Duke Ellington. Now, we've played things like Solitude and Mood Indigo, and I Let a Song Go Out of My Heart. But here's a beautiful thing that was written by Duke Ellington that's hardly ever played. It's a gorgeous tune called Lost in Meditation. And this is from a prestige Moodville CD called Mood Indigo, led up by Taft Jordan on trumpet. Richard Wyans is along on piano, Kenny Burrell on guitar, Joe Benjamin on bass, Charlie Persip on drums. This was cut in Englewood Cliffs, New Jersey in June of 61. Listen to this beautiful version of a tune that isn't done nearly enough called Lost in Meditation.
Thank you.
beautiful and seldom done tune by Duke Ellington, who's our highlight artist this week. We're doing Duke Ellington compositions played by others than Duke Ellington. That was Taft Jordan on muted trumpet there, with Richard Wyant on piano, Kenny Burrell on guitar, and Joe Benjamin on bass, Charlie Persip on drums. That's from a prestige Mooseville album called Mood Indigo, cut in June of 1961. Okay, now we're going to turn to another lovely ballad that was written by the Duke and one of the masters of ballad artistry on the jazz tenor sax is, of course, Ben Webster. So this is from Ben's album called Soulmates, cut on Riverside label in New York City in 1963. Along with Ben on tenor sax, we have the inimitable Joe Zawinul on piano, Richard Davis on bass, Philly Joe Jones on drums. This is Duke Ellington's beautiful composition, Come Sunday. Thank you. gorgeous Duke Ellington composition done by the soulful tenor sax of Ben Webster, tastefully supported by Joe Zawinul on piano, Richard Davis on bass, Philly Joe Jones on drums. That was a Riverside LP burned to a CD, of course, called Soulmates. Now we're going to turn to another tenor sax man, Sonny Rollins, and he's going to do a classic Ellington ballad in a sentimental mood. This is an interesting aggregation in it. They teamed up Sonny Rollins on tenor sax with the modern jazz quartet, with the classic MJQ, of course, with John Lewis on piano, Milt Jackson on vibes, Percy Heath on bass, and Kenny Clarke on drums, done in October of 1953 in a sentimental mood. That was the lovely tenor sax sounds of Sonny Rollins, backed up by the classic modern jazz quartet of the MJQ, John Lewis on piano, Bill Jackson on vibes, Kenny Clarke on drums, Percy Heath on bass, in a sentimental mood. You've been listening to The Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM, and I'm your co-host, Kent Linklis, along with my co-host, Dr. Al Korns, who's away on a break this weekend. And we're here every Sunday night for The Feeling of Jazz from 8 to 10. So We hope you'll make a habit of joining us each and every Sunday night. We do a little break for the news at the top of the hour for about 5 minutes, and we're back with a second hour of swinging modern mainstream jazz. So we hope to visit with you again. We're going to close out the show with an Ellington composition called I've Got It Bad and That Ain't Good, which is a great hit for Duke. And this is done by pianist Red Garland from his album Soul Junction on the Prestige label. And Red surrounds himself with an all-star aggregation, including John Coltrane on tenor sax, who was, along with Red Garland, was working in the Miles Davis Quintet at that time. This was cut in November of 57. The trumpet player is Donald Byrd, Art Taylor on bass, George Joyner on drums. So let's listen to I've Got It Bad and That Ain't Good.